Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, it's Tony Bruschi from The Dark Side of Wikipedia. If you like this show and you also like the paranormal, then be sure to check out my other podcast, The Grave Talks, with new episodes every single Monday and Tuesday. Just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts. Here's a 15-minute preview of a recent episode of The Grave Talks.
Today on The Grave Talks, what causes paranormal activity? There's more to this world than meets the eye. Russ Bevan has always felt this way and dedicated much of his attention to understanding the vast spiritual world that surrounds us, digging into the practice of investigating ghost spirit activity. Along the way, he would have many encounters, both positive and negative. Today, we examine the origins of paranormal energy and the many ways it can manifest, as we talk with Russ Bevan from Wednesbury Paranormal.
Well, really started for me when I started questioning reality itself. You know, I went straight down the rabbit hole when I was a teenager for my love for physics, and in relation to because back then, you know, I'm mid 40s now, but back then that quantum mechanics and quantum theory and quantum computing was a fresh new category for people who were into physics to research. So really, it began with UFOs and cryptoids, etc. But as my time went by, I found out I had a bit of a gift for spiritual gift in relation to not just mediumship. You know, I'm a clairsentient, clairaudient, but I had a with my physics attributes. I had a speciality in ITC, so basically communication with the spirit world via radio, etc. So that's how I got into the paranormal realm. But I've always been a curious monkey in relation to always questioning everything that the mainstream put out there, mainstream sciences. You know, there's always two sides to every coin. So I went deep into conspiracy theories, etc. And, I researched the Mandela effect and what the Mandela effect in relation to the connection with quantum theory, string theory, you know, all the standard UFO cover-ups, etc., from Roswell to Rendlesham. So all this grounding really has led to me being a kind of a multi-skilled in anything esoteric and the paranormal. So that's led me to my current role in relation to paranormal events organizer, article writer, lecturer in relation to Most things paranormal, I say, but mainly spirits. We do a lot. I do a lot of spiritual cleansings in helping troubled families, etc., moving spirit on, or just the mental side of the spiritual realm. You know, helping children come to terms with what they're dealing with if they're getting spiritual activity in the homes, and trying to settle their mindset so not to be scared. If there's anything dark or negative, obviously move that on with the help of the team, and giving them that support arm that they need as well. So that's, you know, there's that many areas that I have covered, but that's where I am now in relation to my, you know, my paranormal, I wouldn't say it's a career, but my paranormal hobby and passion. So, yes, but that's kind of my grounding, Tony.
That's interesting. Tell me, obviously you have this passion, this interest, and spark in many different ways. Did you ever have, before you really kind of jumped into investigating this stuff and helping families and helping people, did you ever have a paranormal experience that kind of, you know, I guess sparked that even more or added fuel to the fire?
Totally. Yeah, totally, for sure. You know, I think you know, I've been over 30 years, I've been doing paranormal, etc. You know, I've had that many episodes. I think you become kind of immune to it. And the only thing that really, I never get scared. And, I didn't say I never got scared in my early days, because it was all new. And I was still quite a sceptical believer. In certain ways, I still am a sceptical believer. You know, it has to be firm evidence for me. You know, people will send me pictures of orbs and constantly, and I'm just sending them messages back. This is dust. This is moisture. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, exactly.
This is not your deceased grandfather returning from the grave. This is a picture of lens flare. So please, you know, do some research on the thing. I'm not being rude, but this is normal. You know, this is normal practice.
Sure.
But no, early days, I used to do a lot of traveling for my job, a bit of a sales rep, sales executive in the oil and gas sector. And I used to do a lot of traveling. So I used to go to a lot of haunted hotels. I would book my hotel based around the history of the area and also the actual building itself where I was booking, because a lot of these hotels, I'm not sure what it's like in the States, but a lot of these hotels are converted chapels, places of rest, pubs, you know, especially the chain ones. So there's a lot of history, a lot of residual energies in these buildings. So I always used to look for the most, you know, there was a former funeral parlour that I stayed in the once in Aberdeenshire in Scotland. And the one night I was, you know, just reading up on a few things, doing my work. And it must be about 12:30. And all I could describe was like hooves, horses' hooves, coming through the room. So it was a bang.
Yeah.
The room began to shake. So I was thinking, it must be a local train, or it must be close to the train station. So the episode lasted for about 20 seconds, you know, but while it was happening, I was icy cold. All the hairs on my arms were up. I could smell, it was like a musky old smell. It was weird, but it was like a residual energy, whatever it was coming through my room. So the next day I have a look to see, you know, try and debunk what it was going on, and I knew it was an old funeral parlour, so I looked on Google Maps. Is there a train station? Am I on the bus route? Anything like that, but there's nothing there, no evidence to the contrary that I could debunk in relation to public transport. So I went to ask the receptionist, and she told me a little bit more about the layout of the hotel. And she said, yeah, where your bedroom is on the former stables, where they would the horse-drawn carriages would pull the coffins from. So I had to try to link the two, you know, did I get a residual playback of an incident of a horse bolting or a funeral procession. I don't know, but that was one of the many freak incidents on my travels around as a rep. But yeah, it was quite, that always stays with me. I always carry that around with me as a pretty one I couldn't debunk.
And that's an interesting one to think about, the dynamics of what you heard, because mm-hmm. when you kind of break it down and you think about residual hauntings or even a conscious type haunting, you yeah. think about the people and the emotions of the humans that were involved and what kind of impact that was made. You're hearing the horses. Horses, I'm sure, are completely unaware that they're loading up bodies, you know, in the back of the stable. They just know go or don't go. They're not, I'm sure, like, you know, doing an inventory check of what they're pulling. So, you don't think like, well, what is the energy here? What are we getting that from? Is it from the animals in that case? Is it just the collective energy from those around that were witnessing this, and then the actual scene that they were witnessing, and that's replaying itself? What are your thoughts on that specific scenario with what you were experiencing?
Okay, well, obviously, being an investigator, paranormal investigator and researcher for so long, I believe in a theory called stone tape theory. Not sure if you guys have got to have heard of it over there. It's where the fabric of a building, for example, granite or limestone, etc., mm-hmm. can be used in theory as some kind of taping mechanism. So, for example, you know, where you're taping what we're taping on some media this evening, or mm-hmm. the old style tapes, cassettes.
Yeah.
You know, I believe that the material foundations of building can actually capture these energies and then play them back in certain atmospherics or environmental states. Mm-hmm. So that's what may explain why a lot of manifestations, apparitions are seen in thunderstorms and windy weather, mm-hmm. because I think that the energies created can interact with these materials and play back just like a tape mm-hmm. can, you know, or an MP4 file now can play back.
Yeah.
I think there's definitely a lot more to that than can meet the eye that we know about.
And that's interesting, because it's really a simple way of looking at it. But I think sometimes we go more complex than we need to. I mean, if you didn't know what a cassette tape was, and there's probably half of our audience who still doesn't know what a cassette tape is. But those of us who know what a cassette tape is, or a VHS tape or a reel or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, those were magnetic mediums. And if you didn't know what they were, and you handed it to somebody and said, the last hour of our conversation is on this thing right here, they'd be like, what are you, how is that even possible? Like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. But then you have the medium to play it back, being the tape player or the VCR or whatever. And boom, it's there. So it's almost like the cassette tape or the magnetic medium is the building. And then the player ends up being the atmosphere at the right time.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree. And also your depending on how open you are, if you have some spiritual skills, you know, which I spoke about, mediumship skills, mm-hmm. the more resounding that experience would be, I presume. You know, even to the shut off skeptic, I do believe residual energies can interfere with them in any way. You know, the amount of skeptics I've met during my career is the, you know, and they've sat with me in cold spots and they've actually felt the energy. Now, has the energy come from me, or is the energy actually from this set cold spot that they're feeling, or the interacting with spirit? But they will not deny the experience they're having in relation to the feeling and the sensation.
Yeah.
So I can't even think of residual energy would still play back to a skeptic or a non-believer that way.
Hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's two brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. to hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe or visit thegravetalks.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.